Biz News Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It's Elliot Brown here in the Essex Business Radio studio, coming out to you for another one of these incredibly exciting and compelling C19, How We Deal With It. A show where I'm talking to people absolutely everywhere about how they are dealing with COVID-19, Corona, whatever you want to call it, how it's impacting their lives, how they're pivoting, changing what they're doing, and also not just in their personal lives, but in their business, and any ideas and tips they may have for you guys out there in your personal and in your business life that may help you to grow right now as well. And joining me today from Atlanta, Georgia, is Diana Murphy of Diana Murphy Coaching. Hi, Diana. How are you?
Hello. Good to be here.
Looking very glam today, I have to say.
Oh, thank you.
And I asked you before we started recording, because I know nothing about this, and you've established I know nothing about sport already, that the helmet in the background is very representative of something you're very interested in, isn't it?
Yes. I love Atlanta football. I have became a diehard fan a long time ago. The Falcons have broken my heart many times, but I love the experience of the fanship. And I actually bought my tickets in our new stadium, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, to have a place where I could bring, because of course the clients, most of the clients that I attract love football or are curious. And so I love bringing them to the game. So I actually bought it with my business.
Handy. Very handy. Well, if you're going to entertain your clients, then do it. You enjoy it as well, which is the main thing.
Yeah. So they get to see a very vulnerable side of me.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, when I come over to Atlanta, Georgia, I'm going to take you up on that. So tell me a little bit about your coaching then. I mean, I've spoke to you a little bit before we started recording, of course. But tell me a bit about your coaching and your business.
So I've been in business 6 years. I started a little differently than I am now. One of the main ways I was coaching was helping people with weight loss.
Right.
But I was also helping a certain kind of person.
Okay.
And that is that type A individual, hard driving, work all the time person. And as I got to understand that the makeup of that person, I fell in love with founding and successful entrepreneurs and even brick and mortar business owners. There's not like, it's that energy of business building.
Yeah.
And so now I have just a pillar of my work is wellness for sure, but I am all in on mindset for the entrepreneur.
Yeah. And of course, right now that is more prevalent than ever.
Yeah.
Prevalent, the right word? I think it is. Isn't it right? I mean, so you've been obviously working on that side of things more than ever right now.
So much of what I am creating in terms of when I'm writing, and I have a free course right now called the Zone of Genius class, is all coming from those clients that signed up with me in November and have a strong foundation and seeing how well they're doing through this. They're not like, it's not that we're not feeling fear. It's not that we're not feeling all the things, but they are resilient in our calls weekly. They're resilient in being able to bring back and lean on the tools that we've established so far, and are feeling better and staying at a, instead of roller coaster, it's just a flattened, I'm not going to use the word, I'm not going to say it, but it
really. So flattened what? What can't you say?
flatten the curve. It really is flattening the curve of those emotions so that you aren't taken out and in spin. You're not frustrated. You're not making decisions out of fear. I think that's what I'm concerned the most, is that a lot of people are making decisions out of fear, and getting very clean in your mindset can help you to really make better long-term decisions that are better for your well-being long-term.
Right. I mean, that's quite interesting, because I think you are, that you're absolutely right. People are making decisions from fear or from not understanding or from the unknown right now. What about overwhelm as well? Because there's going to be a lot of people out there that are trying new things now as well. Do you have clients that are sort of going, well, do you know what? I've got to pivot my business. I've got to change. This is actually creating a great deal of overwhelm for me as well. Have you found that?
Yes. And I think it's something that's very common in the type of person that I coach anyway, because they are always at kind of living life at a high vibration, doing a lot of activity, always creative. The brain can't stop. And I do think it is, we're in a space where our triggers are higher, more frequent. And I work with a model where I help my clients to understand that the circumstances, the triggers, are not what creates the feeling of overwhelm. Yeah. All our thoughts are creating that overwhelm. So I think our triggers are more frequent. And so, yes, we're much more likely to be overwhelmed. And so it's just having a resource, and even just, and that's what I want to offer as a tool. We'll get there, but it's really calming down and like, what am I thinking right now that is creating that overwhelm? And our brain will latch onto with the news. It will latch onto the scariest, deepest, darkest thought.
Yeah.
It's our job to kind of notice that so that we can let that go.
Yeah, I think it's. I mean, it resonates with me as I think we probably touched on before we started recording. I've had to change a lot of things. I'm not making this about me, but the reason I asked is because I also know other people that are maybe struggling with things right now. Yeah. And these are successful business people that have got a business that have got numerous staff. They've had to furlough people. They've had to change their team. They've had to change what they're doing as a business. And as much as I know that they are pushing ahead still, there is still an ability to go, there's a lot going on here that is new. And it doesn't matter how much experience you've got, people do overthink, particularly the entrepreneurs and obviously the people that you attract.
Yeah. And this is living so much in our head with all the thoughts without management creates that overwhelm.
Yeah.
And there's a concept I've been talking about this last week, that how do you create momentum with all this coming at us?
Yeah.
How do we create? And I have a concept that I think will be helpful with what you're sharing. It's, we need to stay very clear and centered in that moment. Like, okay, what in the next hour do I need to do? So that we stay in that creative, we'll think of the ideas, we'll make the right decisions, we'll answer emails in a way that's really resonating with who we're her serving and helping.
Yep.
So it's a formula. It's really staying super grounded in the present, and that requires thought work. Okay, I'm thinking that. I'm feeling, okay, of course I'm freaked out by the last news, alert.
Yeah.
What do I need to do today? Just staying very, very present focused, because we're not in danger right in front of us. Most of us are not in danger. We're not in a hospital room, thank God, right? Yeah. But you marry that to all those goals, dreams, creativity, and vision that you've had for 2020.
Yeah.
And you remember that right now, everything's fine. Yeah. And you ground in that. So I think it's really important to resist the, oh my God, I have to change everything. No, you may not need to. Our business may come to us as things open up. We may have the biggest months we've ever had. I don't care what business you're in.
Yeah.
But staying grounded will create that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I can think of a couple of examples now of people that genuinely, I mean, I actually did a podcast a little while ago of a cleaning, a company. I've known the guy for 20 years. In fact, I worked with him in a cleaning business many years ago. We run a business together. He now has a cleaning business, which overnight, because it was a lot of corporate work and a lot of commercial business, changed. I mean, lost 80-90% of his business.
Yeah.
But he did. He was able to pivot. He was able to go, right, okay, this has all happened, but focused. And now he's providing 50 staff to their local hospitals to help clean those as well. Go through. So he's managed to pivot, and he's not taking advantage of the situation because he's paying forward a lot. I mean, he's done spend a lot of time doing it.
Right.
But again, it was about not, you know, what he said to me is, you know, before we started recording, you know, initially it was like, whoa, and the head's gone, poof. But then you've got to sort of focus a little bit. Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely right in what you're saying. On a personal level,
yeah.
How do you feel about this? I mean, how's it affected you? I mean, this is.
Okay, so I traveled. I insisted I am a little. Very positive. My husband is always like, but Diana, and pulling me back to reality, right?
Okay.
But I love living in that space, and I will own it.
That's a good space. That's right? A good space.
But I convinced him that it was okay to still travel to my mom, who's 89.
Right.
In a nursing, not a nursing facility, but in a community where there's nursing homes attached.
Yeah.
And we were the last guests that were allowed to be there.
Right.
And we worried that our being on an airplane could have put them. So like getting past the 2-week point for ourselves after traveling and for my mom was like, oh, okay. I didn't give her corona. So there was that personal, and I think each of us has it, you know, whatever your personal experience is what is your like really visceral triggers. And my best friend, her whole family has corona.
Oh, really?
And they are getting better. But I know some of the personal health issues that her husband, that just took me out. So right. We all are going to have these personal experiences. And I think I've had to learn, I'm a hard charging. I want to be positive.
Yeah.
So the people I coach, you know, like I really was charging forward and overworking to compensate and not want to feel. So my Friday nights were, oh my God, you're like, I just have been taken out physically from that. And I'm learning to kind of take better care. Right.
So you were literally full steam ahead and then sort of almost hitting you in one go on when you're sort of, you know, allowing yourself to sort of calm down and relax a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it all comes. And I want to encourage all your listeners that that's really normal. Like, especially the type of people I coach, because they're very much like myself and you, that you're used to being hard charging. And it is a way that we avoid some of the emotional life.
It's very true.
And I'm not going to judge it because I live it. Like, I'm just sharing with you that I do it too. And it all my goals and dreams and the way that I wanted to show up in the world has been healing that for myself in January and February.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed for any of us. Our circumstances and everything that's come at us has required us to do that work at a deeper level. And so, or to remember to keep doing that work. So for me, I just had to be sad and I had to just allow some of the emotions and just know that that was okay. And that allows them to flow through you instead of being stuck and overwhelmed. Like that is one thing that can really help is admitting what you're really feeling.
Yeah.
And just feel it. 90 seconds. Did you know we only feel an emotion for 90 seconds?
Oh, really?
Yeah. And our brain will tell you it's awful. Don't do it. Don't feel it. It's horrible. But the process of just allowing what's going on for us can help us move on to the next, not in an unrealistic way.
So, in a way
that it serves us.
So you're saying that we're actually battling it is what prolongs it.
Yes, all of us. No one wants to feel sad that they're like worried that their friend's going to die. Like literally that's what my brain and I was feeling. It's like, oh my word. Even though I knew she said they were recovering and things were fine. But my emotions were very sad that she had to go through that. And for me to just accept it was... I had a sad kind of Friday night, but then I could enjoy, again, it's that present. I could be present with my husband and let our cooking and our time outside, like be nurturing.
Yeah. I mean, it's so true. I think it's closer to home when it's somebody that's close to you as well, isn't it? You know?
I can ignore the news, but I can't ignore that information.
And that's
going to happen for all of us in this.
It's getting closer all the time. You know, we won't get sort of wrapped up too much in that. How is your mother, by the way?
Oh, she's great. And she is designing social distancing. I'm very much like her. Social distancing cocktail parties in a very open terrace area, and they're all bringing their drinks and they're enjoying themselves. They're 80, like most of them that are like in their late 80s are like, yeah, this is the way I'm going to go. Whatever. Let me enjoy my cocktail with my friends.
I absolutely love that. Oh, yeah. Big love to your mother then. She's not letting it get to her.
She's teaching us something. She's kind of a little rebellious right now.
Definitely. has it changed your business? I mean, going back to business, has it changed your business in the way that you are doing things? I mean, obviously, as a coach, you must have had you must be doing a lot of one-to-one, which is not happening so much now, of course.
I was always coaching the way I'm coaching now. So that's what's so fascinating. My business, I meet people more in person. I have a very strong network in Atlanta. And so I meet people in person, they tap my shoulder and want to work with me. And this year I've been growing that more on getting to know people on LinkedIn and getting, you know. So what happened for me literally is that day two of quarantine, I held a call. I held every month, not that many people were showing to it. But that day, because everybody's in quarantine, it was like all bets were off. Most of my network came to that call.
Right.
And I served them there. And within 24 hours, I started a class and I had 33 people sign up. But wow, that change was not just the corona. That was me going, okay, all bets are off. This is no time to hide, Diana. You don't need to make it perfect. Just give them what they, you know, they need. And I created a 6-week class that is just blowing me up. Like, people are signing clients, people are feeling better, people are supporting each other in a way. So, like, I did something that, I'll be honest with you, I meant to do 2 years ago.
Wow.
That class, like, doing things in that way, and it's free, and I'm opening another one up in May. I this is like, oh, this is how I want to do business.
Wow.
Because people will come to me that want to be coached personally then.
That's and absolutely, you're absolutely right. That's the the way it works. If you do it correctly, if you're the people that try selling that straight off, they're the people that are going to get left behind right now anyway. And there are lots of people still trying to sell stuff at the moment, aren't there? You know, which is not, this isn't the way the world needs to
value first.
You know, but and I think that's really, it's really interesting, the fact that one of the things I picked up off that, one, you designed it 2 years ago, whether it be in your head or whether you're on paper or whatever, but it was 2 years ago, the idea. But also the fact that you said, I'm just going to get it out there and it doesn't need to be perfect. And do you know what? That is absolutely true as well. It doesn't need to be perfect, because you can polish that up. As you're going to be talking to people, you can polish things as you talk and you develop and you get that feedback. So, and it's never going to be perfect, because there's always going to be a change that you can make to it anyway, isn't it? That, don't you think?
Right. I've learned so much from the coach school I came from and my coaches, and two concepts that are really important is that we hold ourselves back. A lot of us hold ourselves back trying to be A+ before we get it out.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, B-.
I'll put my hand up there.
B-. Out the door. If there's anything somebody can take away from us sharing this, B- out the door, B- out the door.
Yeah.
And just remembering that, I know what I want to do in those is create a transformation ahead of time. You don't need to hide any of your work or like only give them a bite so they want more. No, none of that. I want them to truly have a transformation in this 6 weeks, that they come out more blazing confident and courageous about their business than they ever would have. And I don't care if they ever pay me. I want that. So that's another tip, is like, give them a transformation ahead of time with what you're offering. Give them something they really need. And that's why that class worked, is I knew they needed, and I designed the class around the things that they were saying were going on.
I, Joe, so I absolutely love what you're saying.
And May is different. Watch out. This is getting refined. I cannot wait. So
I am definitely going to be chatting to you.
Awesome.
There's a lot we can talk about, and I've looked at a lot of people that do what you do and coaching. And we spoke about this before we started recording. I've had coaching. I've looked at lots of people, and everybody has their good and bad points. I'm not saying that every coach is bad, because they're not. Everybody has experiences. I love the way you come across, and I like what you're saying. It resonates with me, and I'm a skeptic. That's the right word, isn't it?
That's fun.
And I am. It does genuinely, it does resonate with me a lot. And I don't like the word to overuse, resonate, but it does. I think there's some incredible stuff that you've said there that's going to help people in their mindset. And so where can people find you? I could talk to you for ages, to be fair.
Awesome. I love the conversations. So conversations are where transformation does happen.
Yeah.
So the way, if someone really does feel the resonance that you mentioned today, they should not waste any time, and they should send me an email and ask for a consult link. Yeah. So that, like, if they're really feeling that, they should bravely just jump in and do that, because that conversation is a blast. It's all to serve them and where they are right now. That's it's all for them. But there are a lot of ways to engage with me. I lived on LinkedIn in terms of where my articles live. I write twice a week. And the best way is to write me an email, Diana@DianaMurphyCoaching.com, and say, ooh, I want to know about the class. Ooh, I just want to be on your email list.
Yeah.
You know, like, just tap me on the shoulder. I have a very personal approach. And they might just have a question. I'd love their questions. So Diana@DianaMurphyCoaching.com. I have a website. I have been ignoring it for many years. I'm tweaking it, and it's getting more gorgeous all the time. But the best way to understand if I'm for you is how you felt on this call today.
Yeah.
And just tapping my shoulder and letting me know what questions you have. I'd love to meet you, whoever's listening.
Great stuff. Well, thank you. Honestly, thank you very much for your time today. I really, really appreciate that.
This is an honor to be asked. I can't wait to see what you keep creating with Essex Business Radio. This is awesome.
Well, we've done about 20, I think, up so far. A few more ready to go out. This will be going out in probably the next 4 to 5 days because we've got a bit of a backlog and then more to come. So it's quite an interesting series. It's great to hear from people like yourself and everybody else about what they're going through and ideas they've got. And I think there's a hell of a lot to be taken from what you've said today. So I really appreciate your time.
Thanks. I hope it's helpful. That's my biggest goal. If all of us can drop a lot the stress and know how to manage that in the moment and calm down, then they're going to be operating like your friend who pivoted.
Yeah.
He did what he knew to do. He just did it with a different set of circumstances. And Absolutely. That's like what a lot of us are being asked to do.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right.
Well, listen, thank you very much again. This is Diana Murphy from Atlanta in Georgia. So it's Diana Murphy Coaching. There will be a link around the post that we put out. And so if you want to get in touch with Diana, and I absolutely urge you to, because I love what you're saying. And I think you're going to be able to help a lot of people, and you must be helping a huge amount of people right now.
I'm enjoying it. Yes. It's an honor.
And it's an honor you coming on. Thank you very much.
All right.
So I'm gonna have to cut this sort of for now, and I think we'll do another one of these at some stage.
All right.
I think. Yeah.
I'm in. Not?
And you'll share this across your audience for us, won't you?
Absolutely. They need to meet you.
Great stuff. Well, thanks again. So there will be a link around this if you want to find out some more about Diana. And if you want to know more about what we do here at Essex Business Radio, go to www.essexbusinessradio.com. You'll find all the links to our social. You'll find us everywhere. And also, you can download our free app where you can hear all of the new and old podcasts. So I'm going to sign off for now. So it's ciao for now. Brown Cow.
Essex Business Radio with your host, Elliot Brown.